All right, let's talk about business. It's one of my favorite things to talk about. In case you're new to this program, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I help people build businesses. I help them feel good in their business. I help them shift the energy in their business so it is a match to their desires. And one of the things I find that people often do when they approach going into business for themselves is that they're still holding a belief that self-employment is more risky than having a job, or self-employment is a luxury, or self-employment is better or worse than being employed. And that's just not the case. Neither is right nor wrong. Whether you are working a job or whether you are working the job that you created for yourself, it just is. And so if you are choosing self-employment, I think it's also time for you to take on the mindset that self-employment is a part of your life purpose. You have been drawn to self-employment because it is what you are meant to be doing at this time in your life. And you can always change. You know, when it comes to life purpose, you get to decide what that is for you. It's not some mythical force outside of you controlling it. If you want to be a self-employed person, decide now that it is meant for you, that it is a part of who you're meant to be in this lifetime, and that it works for your greater good. As long as we hold the belief that self-employment is a luxury, or it's cooler than being employed, then we also take with it this notion that it has to do something miraculous in order for us to believe in it. But your belief is what makes your business or your career as an employee miraculous. You have to decide that self-employment is meant for you. You have to decide that self-employment is a part of your purpose. And once you do, you have more command in your business to create the reality that you want. Instead of waiting on a milestone or a client or customer or an accolade, you now decide that, yes, self-employment's a part of my purpose and I am meant to be successful at it. My spirit guides are even saying that the whole notion of is it successful or not gets taken off the table. It's, of course it's going to be successful. That's what you're doing. I think when we own that self-employment is ours and it is the journey that we're on, then we take a completely different approach to it. We don't take so much of the journey personally, and we just say, hey, I'm on this journey. Self-employment is my path, and I'm going to show up for it to the very best of my ability. As long as you're standing in the middle between being an employee and being self-employed, and one is right and one's not, if this shows up the way it's supposed to, then I'll choose this, then you're always going to feel off-centered in your world. And so just claim now in this moment that self-employment is a part of your life purpose, that you are supposed to be a self-employed person, and from that place, you will start to see things shift for you. So self-employment is a part of my life purpose. Now, if you're saying that to yourself and you're not believing it, then that's a sign unto itself. And you'll have to really sit with it and say, okay, what's going on here? Why am I holding a belief that I have to do this thing to achieve success? I also think there's this belief that self-employment, I think people build a lot of fantasy around self-employment. That's what I should say. It's really not better or worse. It's still work, and you still got to do it if you're choosing to. I mean, I do think there's a reality that people can live in where they don't have to work. But for those of us who see ourselves working and see ourselves in a role that we created, and we are the guardian of our income, so to speak, then yeah, it's just the journey you're on. It's not better or worse. It doesn't make you any cooler or less cool. It's just the way you make your living. Yeah, I know I took some of the excitement out of it, but once we take it off the pedestal, once we take anything off a pedestal, then we can really start to relate to it in a way that feels right and true and real, and we can start to move the dial and create the result that we want to create. All right, I'm Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. If you want to grow your business, I would love to support you. I actually started a group that starts in January, Success Circle, that can help you go to the next level in your business. It's a place for you to come and check in with yourself, check in with your goals, check in with your energy, so you can align all that is within you with what you want to do in the world as a self-employed person. So if you are ready for more success, then please consider Success Circle. Also, I am a one-on-one coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life and business. Please consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening to this show. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.